Thanks. I'd like to thank White Whale for having us and Halsey. And I'd like to thank Chris and Joan for asking me to read. I'm going to read a handful of Jack Gilbert poems and then talk about Jack and my connection with his work, and then finish off with a few more Jack Gilbert poems. Poetry is a kind of lying. Poetry is a kind of lying, necessarily, to profit the poet for beauty, but also in that truth may be told only so. Those who admirably refuse to falsify, as those who will not risk pretensions, are excluded from saying even so much. Degas said he didn't paint what he saw, but what would enable them to see the thing he had. Trying to be married. Watching my wife out in the full moon, the sea bright behind her across the field and through the trees. 8 years and her love for me quieted away. How fine she is, how hard we struggle. Tear it down. We find out the heart only by dismantling what the heart knows. By redefining the morning, we find a morning that comes just after darkness. We can break through marriage into marriage. By insisting on love, we spoil it, get beyond affection and wade mouth deep into love. We must unlearn the constellations to see the stars. But going back toward childhood will not help. The village is not better than Pittsburgh. Only Pittsburgh is more than Pittsburgh. Rome is better than Rome in the same way the sound of raccoon tongues licking the inside walls of the garbage tub is more than the stir of them in the muck of garbage. Love is not enough. We die and are put into the earth forever. We should insist while there is still time. We must eat through the wildness of her sweet body already in our bed to reach the body within that body. Finding something. I say moon as horses in the tempered dark because horse is the closest I can get to it. I sit on the terrace of this worn villa the king's telegrapher built on the mountain that looks down on a blue sea and the small white ferry that crosses slowly to the next island each noon. Michiko is dying in the house behind me. The long windows open so I can hear the faint sound she will make when she wants watermelon to suck, or so I can take her to a bucket in the corner of the high-ceilinged room, which is the best we can do for a chamber pot. She will lean against my leg as she sits so as not to fall over in her weakness. How strange and fine to get so near to it. The arches of her feet are like voices of children calling in the grove of lemon trees, where my heart is as helpless as crushed birds. So Jack Gilbert was born in Pittsburgh in 1925 and grew up in East Liberty. In the early 50s, he went to Pitt, where he made friends with Gerald Stern, who inspired him to write poetry. In 1962, at age 37, he won the Yale Younger Prize for his first book, Views of Jeopardy. By the mid-60s, Gilbert retreated to Europe, living in a kind of self-imposed exile and not publishing his second book, Monolithos, until 1982, at age 57. His third book, The Great Fires, came out in 1994. In his later years, the books came in quicker succession. Refusing Heaven in 2005, and The Dance Most of All in 2009. Knopf published The Collected Poems in 2012. Jack Gilbert died later that year at age 87. I first encountered Jack a Jack Gilbert poem in 1996 when I was 18 years old, freshman in college. My English composition teacher passed out a photocopy of the title poems of the Great Fires to my class. Over the next couple of years, two of my poetry mentors also used poems from the Great Fires in their classes. That was all about 25 years ago now. And I've only become more of a Jack Gilbert fan since then. There's a great seriousness I appreciate about Gilbert, his work, and how he thought of his work. Poetry is not just a game to him. I like how personal Gilbert's poems feel. One thing I know I've learned from reading Jack's work so extensively is that there's a value in documenting the quotidian, the seemingly everyday in poetry. Thanks, Celeste, for the word quotidian. Where was I? Gilbert is able to do this sometimes by capturing or rendering a very brief moment in a short poem, another trick I know I've taken from his work. He was a master of compression and he knew it. In an essay he once wrote, one of the special pleasures in poetry for me is accomplishing a lot with the least means possible. In the fall of 2004, I found an address listed for Gilbert in Northampton, Massachusetts. So I went and found the house and knocked on the door. I asked the man who opened the door, "Is this the Gilbert residence?" And he said, "Well, no, but Jack lives up over my garage." The first thing Jack said to me was, "Why are you here?" I think I answered, "Because I'm a fan of your work and I wanted to thank you." And he said, "No, why are you really here?" And I stumbled, but I said, "Because I'm a poet?" To which he replied, "That's right, you have to say it." He asked me, "You say you're up from Pittsburgh?" And I said that I was. "Are you from Pittsburgh?" he asked me. And I said, "No, I'm from Detroit." To which Gilbert said, "Well, that's like jumping from one smokestack to another." I was surprised when Jack asked me to read him some of my poems. I admitted to being nervous. "I know," Gilbert replied. "I was nervous when I went to visit Pound in the castle. But Pound told me then that he was done reading the work of younger writers. So you can't do a whole lot worse than that." I asked Gilbert if he thought he would publish another book, it having been a decade since the Great Fires had come out. He said that he didn't think so, but that his ex-wife Linda called him every day to convince him that he should. Months later, I sent Gilbert a letter thanking him for visiting with me, as well as a few of my latest poems. I received a postcard in return saying which of the poems he liked most and saying, "I'm sorry I can't write mail. I'm working to finish my new book for next April. Yours, Jack Gilbert." Thanks. Okay, a few more Gilbert poems and then I'm out of here. Failing and flying. Everyone forgets that Icarus also flew. It's the same when love comes to an end, or the marriage fails and people say they knew it was a mistake, that everybody said it would never work, that she was old enough to know better. But anything worth doing is worth doing badly. Like being there by that summer ocean on the other side of the island while love was fading out of her, the stars burning so extravagantly those nights that anyone could tell you they would never last. Every morning she was asleep in my bed like a visitation, the gentleness in her like antelope standing in the dawn mist. Each afternoon I watched her coming back through the hot stony field after swimming, the sea light behind her and the huge sky on the other side of that. Listen to her while we ate lunch. How can they say the marriage failed? Like the people who came back from Provence when it was Provence, and said it was pretty, but the food was greasy. I believe Icarus was not failing as he fell, but just coming to the end of his triumph. Waking at night. The Blue River is gray at morning and evening. There is twilight at dawn and dusk. I lie in the dark wondering if this quiet in me now is a beginning or an end. Convalescing. I spend the days deciding on a commemorative poem, not, luckily, an epitaph. A quiet poem to establish the fact of me, as one of the incidental faces in those stone processions, carefully done, not claiming that I was at any of the great victories, but that I volunteered. Thank you.